Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh man, life as we know it. Welcome back to Old School again. In one of these years, we're just gonna go Ticket Uncensored and let you guys hear the stuff that goes on during break. But until then, you just have to wander and ponder, because
that might be the quote of the century.
Yeah.
Oh, you found that?
Oh, you found that? Yeah. It's like, oh, what? It's the internet. Of course, we found it. You were tagged in it. We were talking about Husker basketball, and again, where they are, 10-9, sitting at 10th place, firmly at 10th place, with an opportunity to move up, because the teams that are in play around them have an opportunity. Like, there's no real set that anybody above them stays above them or anybody beneath them stays beneath them, but right now you're at 10, which means you don't have to play in the nonsense bowls, right? You get to stay away from the JV games early in the Big Ten Conference. Now, but you have to do some work. So we figured from Penn State, Ohio State, from the teams that they need to win. So they need to, Maryland, Iowa, Michigan State, they need to win two of the three. We all agree that they need to win two of the three. Maryland, that's in space, man. That could be done. That could be done. All right. Jay Foreman, Illinois. Illinois, your thoughts going to Champaign, Illinois, and getting a win on a Tuesday night at 6 o'clock?
I would say, as it sits right now, the way Illinois is playing, 30% chance. They're playing pretty good right now. But I think Nebraska will play a lot better than they did at home.
Austin?
20-80. Yeah. Illinois is good. They were my preseason pick in the league.
Then the Huskers will come back to PBA on a Sunday afternoon. Is that Super Bowl Sunday? February 5th?
No.
Next week, 12th.
Oh, whew. I was going to say, don't do that to them.
Yeah, you're asking for nobody.
Yeah, I was like, man.
Actually, the game's at 3:30, so it might be all right.
But, man.
Phoenix Super Bowl, though.
So yeah. You would be. It would be zero. You'd be buying 300 level tickets in the courtside.
Might be Ice Cube.
Right.
Get a seat on the bench. Yep.
See, I think Nebraska's gonna win, or I hope they beat both. I think they can win both against Penn State.
They can win, right? They can.
So I'm gonna say the same percentage, maybe 55-45, since they're at home.
I said if they win, they could put them at 3 or 4 out of 5, which puts them in driver's seat capacity.
Yeah, the biggest thing is, I think, with the schedule, to look at it, there's all winnable games, but the biggest thing with Nebraska, basketball, football, and particularly two men's sports that need to kind of – well, I think this basketball team has exceeded expectations, but to continue to exceed expectations and then on a year-to-year basis live up to the expectations, which are higher than they have been, is dealing with what's perceived as success. Because that's huge, because – right now, you're hearing, oh, man, you're 10th in the Big Ten. If the season ended today, blah, blah, blah. 2 years ago.
I'm sorry. I was just trying to give them a shout out. Dang.
No, I'm saying these are the things that you have to hear it but not listen to it. Right. You got to have a filter, because the season's not over. It's no different when Nebraska was the best 3-9 team. And, you know, a lot of times people didn't understand, you know, thought that's something good. You're still 3-9. So Nebraska has a winnable game against Penn State, and even the games that, you know, we give them a lower percentage, which obviously for me would be this next one, is at Michigan. I'll just say 20-30%. That doesn't mean that you don't go play well. And I think that's how you're able to gonna win on the road. Go to places that you obviously aren't favored in athletically, you know, out athletic, but you play well. That sets you up to possibly go to Rutgers, go to Illinois, go to, you know, Penn State and win. That's how you are able to kind of, you know, be consistent. And then that's how you're able to string together some wins, especially with this team. As they did last year, late last year, is play some consistent basketball when teams are wore out. Because they're looking towards the Big Ten
and get peeking over the fence at Nebraska and get got.
Yep.
Nebraska fan says this, that, says, what's up, guys? It's safe to say the Huskers haven't had a loss against a bad opponent this season. All teams they lost to are at least over 500 at this point. Love the show. Is that a fair statement, Austin? Does that resonate with you?
So, yeah, two to Purdue, excusable. Kansas State, excusable, given how good.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
They've looked.
We didn't know how good Kansas State was.
No, nobody did.
We didn't know they were going to be number 12, 13 in the country.
With that kind of offense.
Yeah, like
from
that.
Those guys.
Right?
Yep. Michigan State is good. They're solid.
They're still Michigan State.
Like, they are.
And mm-hmm. You know, nobody wants to see them in March.
And they played really well.
Right?
That night.
The biggest thing to me is Florida State and Boston College, those ACC games. I know they're not conference games, but Nebraska got those teams at good times and took care of business.
Right.
I think I'm starting to think back, and I said while I was down there, but that tournament in Orlando was critical to developing personality and chemistry. It was
critical. Well, you got D. Walker back. He jumped right back into the fire. A little rusty that first game, but then you saw that second game against Florida State I think it was like 7'4". Mm-hmm. He did his thing.
Like, I think that they would go back and beat Memphis.
Right now, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, right now. Yeah.
Oklahoma doesn't cheat that well either. Again, I doubt it.
Right, like I think that's really a thing, right? That's really a thing. One visit to against Michigan. There's only one game against Michigan. This one's in Ann Arbor on a Wednesday night, 5:30. I think the 5:30 helps Nebraska. That's worth some points.
Yeah, student body might have trouble to get there. All the wine and cheese, rich Michigan donors might not be there. They're probably like, "Oh, we're not going to go. It's Nebraska. We should win." Energy in the stadium might not be, or in the arena might not be where it's at.
Bring your own juice so, Wednesday.
Yeah, so I like it. I like it.
Austin,
like
what do you think? They got a shot here.
Y'all's got a shot, especially if the defense is going to travel. Nebraska's beat Michigan once since joining the Big Ten, though.
I'm going to put this one out here. February 11th, Saturday, 3 o'clock, Pinnacle Bank Arena, Wisconsin. I'm going to circle it and let you know that the Huskers beat Wisconsin.
Oh, I'm definitely with that. I think Nebraska
beat Wisconsin on February 11th. Austin, what do you think?
I think it's all setting up for it. I'll call it a coin flip, but I think if they get Wisconsin, that could be a jumping off point.
That's what we're looking for, because then you got to go to Piscataway. You got to go face that gang.
Yeah.
That gang. And
7 o'clock on a Tuesday.
Hey, they waiting for you at the airport.
It's a 40% chance of win, but that's I'm not expecting that one. I expect Nebraska to play well, but I just
I actually like Nebraska's matchups. I just think it's a weird place to play. Like that's tough.
Rutgers is better at what Nebraska wants to do than Nebraska does.
Yeah.
Again, they're the blueprint, so it's going to be a rock fight of a game, like it usually is up at the rack.
And then I think Nebraska gets a two-game win streak at home against Pinnacle Bank, at home against Minnesota.
Yep.
And then
you got Michigan State.
Michigan State.
At 8 o'clock at night.
At 8 o'clock.
Late.
That's a TV game.
Yeah, was it on TV?
That's Big Ten Network.
Yeah, 8 o'clock. That's
Big
Ten
Network. Prime time.
Stay up late past your bedtime.
Tuesday night.
My main man, I like Tom Izzo.
We got a typo on the Husker schedule, too.
Yeah, we won't say that.
I wanted to point that out.
I wasn't going to point that out. I did see that.
I'm that guy.
Yeah, I went, wow, y'all really did that. Catch. That is a good catch. That's funny. I actually had to look down over my glasses to see what I was going to see it. And then, you know, Michigan State and then Iowa. And in Iowa City on a Sunday at 1 o'clock where you don't know where Iowa's standing is going to be. You don't know what Nebraska's standing is going to be. But I have a sneaky suspicion that this game will have more meaning to Nebraska than it will to Iowa.
Yeah, I mean, I think Nebraska is more equipped to go to Iowa and win this year versus, you know, years in the past. It depends on how Iowa's playing at that point in time. They're at a kind of funky part of their season, right? Mm-hmm. Haven't played well, you know, or consistent. They keep playing like that the way they've been playing, and they end up, you know, on a couple game losing streak. Nebraska come in there and put old Fran to sleep. You know what I mean?
Wouldn't that be the one, right?
Fran is always. It's always. I mean, my man gets hyped. I like that though.
Take your meds, Fran. Take your meds. Calm down, bro.
But I will have a week off after playing Indiana at Indiana, which could be
pissed.
Good.
That's what happened in Lincoln too.
Rusty. Yeah.
Rusty.
And
Rusty.
It'll be senior day, but that don't mean anything.
Rusty.
Anyways.
Rusty. Rusty. Well, here's what we'll do. We will take the early break because I want to get into the women's schedule. I want to get into where they stand and where they are. Austin, I'm also going to ask you over the break if you can put together this week's Nebraska home schedule for events because they've got several events that are going to be here in Lincoln over the next couple of days. We'll have Austin break those down for you when we come back.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.